Hi. This week the question is this. Are divorced people still married in the eyes of God? There are two common ideas about divorce. First, there are some who think divorced people are still married in the eyes of God, even though they're not married in the eyes of men. And second, there are some who think remarried people are married in the eyes of men, but not in the eyes of God. Neither one of these positions can be proven from Scripture. Let's discuss each position very briefly. First, are divorced people still married in the eyes of God, even though they're not married in the eyes of men? The short answer is simply no. When people divorce, they're no longer married in the eyes of God. But that's not the complete story either. Even though someone may be divorced and are now unmarried, that does not mean they are unbound. What this means is an unmarried person could find themselves bound by God's law, which would prevent them from marrying someone else. Notice the following passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. The Bible says, "Now to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord. A wife is not to depart from her husband, but even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and a husband is not to divorce his wife." Notice two rules here. Rule number one, the wife is not to depart from her husband. This word depart means divorce. The word depart is translated from the same Greek word which is translated put asunder or separate in Matthew 19, verse 6. In other words, rule number one is saying it's sinful for a wife to divorce her husband if he's being a faithful husband to his wife. If the husband is not being faithful to his wife, then Matthew 19, 9 says she may divorce him and remarry someone else who will be faithful. But if a husband is being faithful, if he's not cheating on his wife, she may not divorce him. That's rule number one. All right, rule number two. If the wife sins and does not obey the first rule, she is to remain unmarried or be reconciled to the husband she divorced. For the sake of emphasis, let me remind you that the passage commanded the wife not to divorce a faithful husband. It is a sin for a wife to break her wedding vows and divorce a faithful husband. Notice the word unmarried. If the wife divorces her husband, she is not still married in the eyes of God. No, God said she was unmarried. Yet, even though she is unmarried, she is still bound by God's law. God's law says she is not free to remarry someone else. If the husband has died, the wife is to remain unmarried for the rest of her life. She broke her wedding vows and is commanded here to remain unmarried. She is still bound by God's rules. If the husband is still alive, the wife is to be reconciled to him. Divorce is not an option when the husband has been faithful to his wife. All right, this brings up now our second question. Are remarried people married in the eyes of men, but not married in the eyes of God? Well, the short answer is no. Married people are married in the eyes of both men and God, but this is not the full story. There are some married people whose marriage God does not approve of. In Mark chapter 6, verse 17, the Bible says, "Herod himself had sent and laid hold of John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said to Herod, 'It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife.'" Notice here that although Herod should not have stolen his brother's wife away from his brother, the Scripture plainly says Herod had married Herodias. They were married, but God did not approve of this marriage. It was unlawful. In Ezra chapter 10, the Jewish people married heathens from other nations. This was against the law of Moses, according to Deuteronomy 7, verses 1 through 4. Even though these Jews married heathens, their marriages were not approved by God. Now, why does all of this matter? Well, it matters for two reasons. Reason number one, some people play a waiting game. A wife will, for example, divorce her faithful husband and then think, we're still married in the eyes of God, and when he commits adultery, I'll then divorce him for adultery, and I can then marry another. This waiting game is wrong. First, the scripture says she became unmarried when she divorced her husband. An unmarried woman may not divorce anyone because an unmarried woman is unmarried by definition. So she can't divorce her husband later, you see, if he commits fornication. Second, the wife was commanded not to divorce the faithful husband to begin with. And third, when she divorced the faithful husband, she is told she must be reconciled to him. She is not told she may wait until he commits sexual sin and then be free to marry someone else. Right? Reason number two that this subject matters. Divorced couples may not have sex with one another until they're reconciled. Since divorced people are unmarried, they may not start dating again and assume that they are really still married in the eyes of God and go to bed and have sex with one another on their dates. They must first become married again by becoming legally married once again. When divorced couples go to bed and have sex with one another without first becoming legally married, they are committing fornication. Fornication is a sin which must be repented of, Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. In conclusion, when a man and a woman divorce, they are unmarried, 1 Corinthians 7, verses 10 and 11, but they are not unbound. Unmarried in the sense that they may not simply sleep with each other tonight. If they wish to cohabit with one another again, they will have to be reunited in marriage. But although they are unmarried, they are still bound in the sense that the only person they can marry is the spouse they just divorced. Hence, when Matthew 5:32 and Matthew 19:9 says, whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery, it means they're marrying a woman who is unmarried but still bound and not free to marry another person other than their original spouse. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. Willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.